法国国际广播电台。
Mr. Mansour bin Ali, from your observation in last December in Cuba, do you think people in Cuba, they're very happy about relationship warming up with the United States?
Well, I think that Cuba and the population of Cuba is, as any other nation, very diverse. So I met certain people who were very much in favor of the warming up of the relations with the United States.Because they were hoping of leaving Cuba, and this would facilitate their visas, etc. On the other hand, I met other people who were very much ideologues, if you like, and were against the idea of warming up relations because it would lead to a westernization or an Americanization of Cuba. And the third group I met, which happened to be the majority,were very much positive. They saw this as a way to improve the economy of Cuba and therefore improve their daily lives.
Well, just about economy, now the American company Google and also some Chinese internet company, they all want to have the economic cooperation with Cuba and to find market there. Now, as a businessman based in Geneva, what do you think about the opportunity to do the business with Cuba with this opening up?
Well, It is undeniable that any market, in business terms, any market that opens up after years of seclusion is an enormous opportunity. But in the case of Cuba, there's two factors that we must take into account. The first one is, as the laws of Cuba are today, any involvement in business will have to be with the government. It cannot be fully privately owned by a foreigner. And there's the factor thatThe embargo by the United States hasn't been lifted yet. They are renewing their diplomatic relations, but for the embargo to be lifted, the Congress of the United States has to agree upon this, which does not seem to be in any time soon.
But the U.S. government, the White House, think they are making an effort to make it as soon as possible?
Absolutely. That is the hope, and I believe thatThe White House will do all that it can to convince Congress. But as the situation is today, these are two factors that complicate any foreign involvement in the Cuban economy.
You mean, unless the embargo is removed, the business perspective will be quite limited?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Mansour bin Ali.
RFI. Radio France International.